It's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Ready or not, the holiday shopping season officially begins Friday.
That pre-dawn crush is as much a part of our Thanksgiving tradition as turkey and pumpkin pie.
Black Friday was an event, and it's still an event.
Even if
you don't get the deal, you go out.
The black in Black Friday, of course, means in the black. Positive sales to start off the season.
That was NBC anchor Brian Williams. That explanation that retailers earn so much money on Black Friday they go into the black is a common one, but is it right? We wanted to learn the origins of the phrase Black Friday and other strange holiday shopping words, so of course, we turned to Ben Zimmer. He's a linguist, lexicographer, and language commentator. He writes a column for the Wall Street Journal, and Zimmer says, sorry, Brian Williams, not quite.
That's actually not where it originally comes from. The earliest that we've found for the day after Thanksgiving to be called Black Friday comes from an article back in 1951. It wasn't about shopping. It was actually in a journal of factory management where it was talking about worker absenteeism. Basically, you couldn't expect those factory workers to show up on the day after Thanksgiving. Everybody would, you know, just be home for obvious reasons.
So they called it Black Friday because no one showed up for work.
Exactly. But then about a decade later, in the early 1960s, we start seeing Black Friday being used for that day specifically to refer to the big rush of shopping that happens where there's lots of traffic caused by everybody out shopping. And that first appears in Philadelphia. We get reports from Philadelphia in the early 1960s about police officers who had to deal with all of this traffic on both the streets and the sidewalks. It was just a mess on that day. And so the police officers there in Philadelphia were the ones who called that day Black Friday. Now, the retailers in Philadelphia weren't very happy with that name. It became publicized in the newspapers. And those local Philadelphia merchants were already saying in the early 1960s, could we call this day something else? How about Big Friday? They wanted to rebrand it, get away from those sort of negative connotations of Black Friday. But the name stuck, and it started spreading beyond Philadelphia. It took really until the 80s and 90s before we start seeing it as a national event. And that's when retailers really start embracing it. This is, okay, we'll accept it. It's called Black Friday. We might make up an explanation for where it comes from, but we'll embrace it. And that name has really stuck and, you know, obviously has led to all the big Black Friday sales that happen on that day. Through this kind of skillful rebranding, retailers have found a silver lining in Black Friday.
Now, how about this other retail holiday name we hear a lot? Doorbuster, as in get in early for our Doorbuster specials. Where's that come from?
Well, actually, you know, we associate those big Doorbuster sales with Black Friday, but the Doorbuster tradition among retailers goes back way before Black Friday became, this big important shopping day. The very first example that's been found so far in a newspaper ad comes from 1917 in the Cedar Rapids Republican, an Iowa newspaper.
Wow.
So this idea of the doorbuster was there in Iowa as early as 1917, and we find other examples in Iowa newspapers in the 1920s. But interestingly, one of those newspapers has a 1925 article where they say the tradition of the doorbuster actually started with the Wanamaker's department store, which was based in Philadelphia. So according to this 1925 article, the term doorbuster referred originally to an incident that happened at Wanamaker's sometime in the 1890s, going all the way back to the 1890s.
Back in Philadelphia again. We're back in Philadelphia again, too.
That's right. Yeah, Philadelphia seems to play an important part in all of this sort of retail lore.
What happened in 1890?
Well, the story goes that Wanamaker's had a big sale on calico, the material that at the time was very popular because women were wearing calico dresses. That, I guess, was all the rage in the 1890s. And the Wanamaker's department store was actually selling that calico material for a penny a yard. So, you know, a nice bargain there. And there was a big crowd that rushed in to buy this very cheap material. And in the process, the window of the door to Wanamaker's got smashed. So, the story goes, a store official said, that bargain certainly was a doorbuster. And ever since then, we've been calling those sales doorbusters.
Language maven Ben Zimmer is our guest, and we're talking about some of the terms that are used around holiday shopping. Let's turn to Cyber Monday. Our producer, the same producer who got Black Friday wrong, suggested that Cyber Monday got that name because it's the busiest day for online shopping. Is she right about this one?
Well, actually, I believe it's become the busiest day for online shopping. It was originally branded that way back in 2005. There was an online retail association called shop.org. They came up with this idea, Cyber Monday, clearly modeled on Black Friday. So if Black Friday was the Friday after Thanksgiving, then these online retailers figured that the online shopping for the holiday season should start the following Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving. So this was a conscious effort to get people excited about e-commerce by saying, okay, Cyber Monday, this is when everybody's shopping online. And at the time, it was not the, you know, the peak of online sales. But since then, in large part, I think because Cyber Monday has become a successful brand, lots of sales happen on that day. And so it has now actually become, you know, sort of the most important date in the online retail calendar.
And finally, Ben, there's something we've also been hearing. This is new to me, but Super Saturday? What's that?
Well, yeah, just to round out the holiday shopping season, there's such a thing as Super Saturday. That usually refers to the last Saturday before Christmas. So that would be the end of the shopping season that starts with Black Friday. And so the retailers are targeting all those last-minute shoppers who have put off their shopping to the very end of the season. And so that gets called Super Saturday. But, you know, we have various other names floating around there, too. You know, for instance, there's a Small Business Saturday that American Express started that a few years back so that people on the Saturday after Thanksgiving might shop at small businesses, and various other terms that are filling up the calendar. Everybody sort of wants to claim their own day on the retail calendar.
So we've got this shopping calendar now of all these landmarks. Kind of reminds me of the Holy Calendar.
Exactly. I mean, if you think about it, if you think about the Holy Calendar, the days after Lent, you've got Ash Wednesday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday. So you could perhaps think of consumerism, our new religion, as mimicking that with all of these days that are given names.
Ben Zimmer, linguist, lexicographer, and language commentator. He writes a column for the Wall Street Journal. And when we're puzzled about words, we always turn to Ben Zimmer. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.